Chapter 7. Clever Dr. Bean. All eyes were on the back of the painting behind Mr. Grierson. He slowly turned the painting round.
The next morning, at breakfast time, David came slowly into the kitchen. His face looked old and tired.
"It's going to be a bad day today," he said. "A very bad day."
In the car, on the way to the gallery, Mr. Bean tried to talk to David. He wanted to tell him about the painting.
David.
"Don't talk to me. I hate you," answered David angrily.
"But David," said Mr. Bean.
"Quiet," shouted David. "Don't say anything or I'll kill you, okay?"
Outside the gallery, there were a lot of cars, people and cameras. Everybody wanted to see Whistler's famous painting of his mother. Inside, in the room with the painting, there were about 100 important people from television and the newspapers. Nobody could see the painting, they could only see the back of it. David and Mr. Bean walked into the room. David wanted to find Mr. Grierson as quickly as possible. He had to tell him about the accident with the painting.
David, said Mr. Grierson. And Dr. Bean, late again.
Sorry, sir, a problem at home. Please, sir, I've got to talk to you. Now, it's very important.
Not now, David, Mr. Grierson answered. Everybody's waiting. We've got to show them the painting.
But, sir, cried David, it's about the painting.
But Mr. Grierson didn't listen. Mr. Bean looked at David.
David?
Bean, go away, David said.
Mr. Grierson walked to the front of the room.
Good morning, everybody, he said. This is a great day for America. And for Whistler's mother. I won't say too much, because I know you all want to see our famous painting. And here it is!
David shut his eyes.
I'm going to be sick, he thought.
There wasn't a sound in the room. All eyes were on the back of the painting behind Mr. Grierson. He slowly turned the painting round. David stood at the back of the room, next to Mr. Bean.
He didn't understand. The painting looked wonderful. No blue ink, no funny face. There was nothing wrong with it.
What did you do, Bean?
He said quietly.
You're wonderful. I love you.
Easy, said Mr. Bean. It's a poster.
It's a what? But...
Shh!
Somebody will hear.
But how did you do it?
I came here in the middle of the night and took a poster from the shop,
said Mr. Bean.
I painted a new surface on it with eggs and things. Then I dried it with a hairdryer. What's the problem?
But you can't...
Shh!
Don't tell anybody,
laughed Mr. Bean.
Nobody will know it's only a poster.